They sound similar, but they are different. Two federal websites for veterans host different information and are in different stages of completion. Veterans.gov is a one-stop shop on veterans' employment. It recently got a major upgrade from the Labor Department. The other is called Vets.gov. It's run by the Veterans Affairs Department and still needs a lot of work. Terry Girton is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy at the Labor Department's Veterans Employment and Training Service. She tells Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco what DOL learned about veterans' employment when it began to overhaul Veterans.gov 8 months ago.
The Department of Labor and its Veterans Employment and Training Service really are the federal government's lead for veterans employment policy and activities. And what became clear to us over the last year or so is that many other federal agencies had a role in veterans employment, but there was really no way to feature their activities and no way for veterans to know that they ought to, for example, go look at the Department of Energy's website to find jobs in the solar energy sector, or go look at the Department of Transportation's website to find out about jobs in transportation. And those agencies have done tremendous work to mobilize entire industry sectors on behalf of veterans training, but there was no way to really reach the veteran population with that information. So what we set out to do was to consolidate in one place the federal government's resources that were all focused on helping veterans find employment. And so that's why it started about 8 months ago, to try to bring all of those resources together. And as we started to do that, it also became clear to us that we really believe employment is a person-to-person conversation. No matter how many resources you put out online, at the end of the day, you have to talk to somebody to get a job. And so we wanted to consolidate these resources, but we also wanted to make sure at every step of the way there was an option for either the job seeker or the employer to reach out and contact a person, either in the public workforce system or here at the Department of Labor, who could help them in their search.
And what other capabilities does Veterans.gov have? I noticed that there are resources for employers as well as veterans. Can we get into some of the other capabilities that are on the site?
Sure. At the very top of the splash page, people are going to be able to choose either get a job, so there will be information for the job seeker directly on how to connect to the workforce system and how to translate their military skills, how to do interest surveys and assessments, how to search for jobs in their local communities or where they're interested in. If they're interested in starting their own business, there's a link that will connect them directly to the Small Business Administration's resources on behalf of veteran entrepreneurs. And if there are employers who want to hire veterans, there's a link to connect them directly to the vets outreach staff and the public workforce system. Also, below that is going to be an opportunity for folks to click directly on states where they might be interested in living or working. We think people approach this question one of two ways, either what do I want to do or where do I want to do it? And so we think that the link to the state pages is really going to help. Many states have been very creative, very progressive in establishing veteran recruitment strategies and have tremendous resources out there to induce veterans to seek employment in their states. And we wanted to make that set of resources transparent to the job seeker population as well.
Let's talk a little bit about the process that you all went through to develop this site. First, who was involved? Who from your office was involved in developing the site? And then second, how did you all work with, you know, the agencies that you mentioned in the beginning and the states that you're talking about now? What was that process like?
About a year ago, we took the initiative to create and hire a strategic communications team here within Vets, because we realized we really needed additional capacity to reach a broadly dispersed and, you know, very differentiated veterans population. And by bringing that core of folks together, it really sparked a lot of innovation. So I want to give them full credit for sort of setting us on this path. Within the Department of Labor, we worked really closely with the Office of Public Affairs that helped us do a lot of the design, the digital services team, the Employment and Training Agency, which already has a very robust web presence, kind of brought all of those together within the Department of Labor to be the engine that generated the site itself. But then we also worked very closely across the federal agencies to say, what is it you want to communicate to veterans? the Department of Transportation had a really robust site within their own DOT website. But again, veterans don't even know about those kinds of opportunities, much less that they should think about checking in with DOT. So we wanted to elevate those folks, and you'll see that right on the front page, the ability to explore opportunities in the transportation industry and agriculture, which has tremendous resources on behalf of veterans, energy, homeland security, obviously OPM for government jobs, and there are more agencies that we eventually hope to bring on board. And then as we did all of that, we had a couple of feedback sessions with our stakeholders, because we wanted to make sure that not only the federal agencies, but also employers had a chance to look at it and tell us if it worked for them, that our Veterans Service Organization stakeholders had a chance to look at it and tell us if it worked from their perspective, that veteran job seekers looked at it to see, again, if it worked. And so we got a lot of feedback from those sessions that we've tried to incorporate to make sure that nobody has to spend too much time navigating through the site, that it's pretty self-evident that the resources that people want are clear and easy to get to.
You mentioned the digital service, and the digital service is known for bringing, you know, these agile development processes to different agencies to help them develop sites like this and their design methods. Is that something that you took advantage of when you worked with the digital service?
Absolutely. We reached right out to the digital government community of practice, implemented as many strategies as we could with the resources that we have available. So the things we've also featured on there is a feedback form, because we know we never get it 100% right the first time. So if people get on the site and find that they'd like to offer us some suggestions about how to make it better, we can consider this a continuing work in progress. We want to make it as good as we can.
And let's talk a little bit about, if we can, veterans.gov domain. I know that the VA Secretary Bob McDonald has expressed, you know, an interest in making all of these disparate websites that veterans can use or should have access to find information about a variety of different things, making it simpler, making it more streamlined. And the site that you've all developed deals with hiring and jobs and things like that for veterans. So can you talk a little bit about the veterans.gov domain, how you got that domain and the significance behind that?
Well, I think the Department of Labor has actually had the veterans.gov domain for quite a while. And so it was our intent in this effort to really make it a powerful tool for veterans to use for employment. You know, the VA and their vets.gov is really working to streamline their presence and their outreach through their programs to their clients and stakeholders. And perhaps over time there will be some merging of the two efforts, but right now there's so much work that the VA has going on in the vets.gov space that we wanted to make sure that we didn't interfere with their work that's going on while we were still able to bring this employment feature to the forefront. And so we'll see how those all play out, you know, over time. But right now we think there's space for both.
And how will you convey to veterans, convey to the public that veterans.gov is, you know, the place to go for information about jobs and employment and for employers to also go to find information about hiring veterans? How will you continue the public awareness campaign about this?
We have media notifications that will be going out on Monday. We'll have a Twitter campaign, a public relations campaign. DOL also teaches the employment workshop to every separating service member. It's a requirement that everyone prior to separation participates in a 5-day transition assistance program. We teach the employment workshop piece of that, and so we will embed veterans.gov in that curriculum so that, you know, every separating service member, somewhere between 150 and 200,000 of them every year, gets exposure to this before they separate. And so we'll be continuing to reach them, our regional employment coordinators who work with companies across the country. We'll have this embedded in their toolkit. It will be part of how the public workforce system in all of its 2,500 American job centers includes this in their outreach to local employers as well as they try to motivate veteran employment.
I think a lot of agencies right now are trying to find ways to streamline the services that they provide and make them simpler or explain them at least in a more simplified way. What did you learn about the veterans hiring process or some of the resources that are already out there? And how did you try to approach that in a more simplified way?
Let's take the employer outreach piece, for example. As we began to try to help employers understand about connecting with the public workforce system, and we said to them, well, there are 2,500 centers across America, their eyes got really big, and they said, I can't possibly deal with 2,500. I need a, can you just give me one phone number? And so that's kind of where we started on our employer outreach piece, and that's one of the lessons learned that you'll see reflected here, which is a click on a button that says hire veterans, and the first thing that comes up is one-on-one contact. Here's the phone numbers to call to talk to a person about how to connect with this system. The flip side for veterans, what we learned is they really want to know about the resources that are going to be available to them, where they want to live and work. And that's what you see reflected in the links to states, the links to the workforce centers sort of by zip code, and the focus again on getting one-on-one assistance. Because it, for them, it's all about, you know, I want to live in my hometown and I want to get a job there. How do I navigate that transition? So we really tried to replicate here the answers to the questions that we get all the time from both job seekers and employers. How do I answer these questions? And the process is not the same necessarily depending on which side of the question you enter from, but we think we've done a pretty clean job of connecting people to the right answers in the fewest clicks possible.
That's Terry Girton, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Policy at the Labor Department's Veterans Employment and Training Service, speaking with Federal News Radio's Nicole Agresco. You can share this interview with colleagues at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive. Just click Share with Friends.